Hello, I'm Laura Castleton, U.S. Head of Portfolio Construction and Strategy at Janus Henderson Investors. For 90 years, we've worked to help clients achieve superior financial outcomes and fulfill our purpose of investing in a brighter future together. To learn more, go to janushenderson.com.
Here's your closing bell brief for Thursday, November 17th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Fading hopes of a potential slowdown in interest rate increases led to a relatively muted day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell about 8 points to 33,546. Meanwhile, the S&P 500 was down 12 points, and the NASDAQ was down about 39 points. St. Louis Federal Reserve President James Bullard said interest rates have to rise higher to restrict the economy to an extent that brings inflation back to the Fed's target. Bullard suggested the Fed's policy rate could rise to a range between 5 and 7%. Rates are currently in a range of 3.75% to 4%. A batch of earnings reports out today from a pair of big retailers. Macy's said quarterly sales fell 3.9%, but shares rose 15% as the company reaffirmed its sales projections for the year and increased its earnings outlook on stronger credit card revenue. And Kohl's shares rose 5.4%, despite reporting net sales fell 7.2% last quarter. Both retailers said shoppers' buying patterns this year are reverting to pre-pandemic trends, when they tended to wait until after Thanksgiving to do the bulk of their shopping in the hopes of scoring last-minute deals. In commodity markets, oil prices dropped again. Brent crude, the global benchmark, fell 3.3% to $89.78 a barrel due to lower demand in China. And Freddie Mac says the rate on a 30-year fixed home loan averaged 6.61%, down from 7.08% last week and the biggest drop in 41 years. Mortgage rates fell after economic data showed that inflation appears to have peaked. That drove down the yield on the 10-year Treasury note, which mortgage rates tend to follow. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.